USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CEO of the Henry Pratt Company is giving more details about Friday's shooting that left five of his employees dead. Gary Martin was being fired for a culmination of violations of workplace rules, Scott Hall said. He did not get into specifics, though. He also called Friday the worst day his company's ever had. Democratic presidential hopeful and California Senator Kamala Harris was holding a town hall in South Carolina when she was asked about the debt continuing to rise and Medicare for all.
I believe you've said you support Medicare for all and the Green New Deal. Simultaneously, we have a $22 trillion national debt and a $1.2 trillion deficit. How do you square that circle?
We have a tax bill that got passed that gave $1 trillion to the top 1% and the biggest corporations of America. And they need to give that money back.
This is USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Adam. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Payless Shoe Source is closing down. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The popular footwear chain released a statement that says it's beginning its liquidation sales right away at its stores in the United States and Puerto Rico. Payless explains all stores will remain open until the end of March, and most will stay open until the end of May.
It makes me sad because I like Payless. You can pay less.
The shoe retailer emerged from bankruptcy protection 18 months ago with nearly $400 million in unpaid loans. Payless currently has 2,100 stores here in the United States. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
President Trump is spending this President's Day weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort, and with that, keep in mind the markets will be closed on Monday, observing the President's Day holiday as well. And don't expect any mail, and most banks will be closed as well. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or just sending a plain old text, messaging people seems to be the way that most people communicate these days. Well, that's not always good, according to Cal Newport. He's author of a new book titled Digital Minimalism, Choosing a Focused Life in a Noisy World. In that book, Newport says that connecting with people on a more intimate level is better if you actually call people and make yourself less available.
We know from the research that as far as our brains are concerned, what really matters for making us feel connected and social is real-world conversation, where I can hear the timbre of your voice, I can see your body language, where I've made some sacrifice for this interaction. I've come to find you. I'm taking time out of my day. That's what makes us feel connected. That's what makes us feel social. So the problem with digital interaction, like text messages or comments on Facebook or clicking like or a heart on a photo, is that it doesn't push those same buttons. As far as our brain is concerned, you spend all day on Facebook, you've been alone all day. Does not see that as social interaction. So the danger is not specifically what you're doing when you're interacting on social media. The danger is if you allow that to replace real-world conversation, which is why we're now seeing these well-done epidemiological studies that are showing paradoxically that people who use more social media are more likely to be lonely. And it's because if you use more social media, you're more likely to replace the stuff that actually matters with the digital.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.